Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Letter sent from a bunch of big-shot doctors from around the country, and this resonates with me because I've had personal experience both with cancer and folks who are battling cancer who are desperate for a vaccine, sent to the President of the United States. There is mounting evidence, this is the letter, there is mounting evidence that patients with cancer are at increased risk of severe illness and death. It's amazing. If they're infected with the virus. Article published by the Journal of American Medical Association presented data showing that patients with cancer who are diagnosed with COVID are more likely to require hospitalization than persons without cancer. Makes sense. Also, Cancer Task Force recently published an article. Since the onset of the pandemic, fatality rates of patients with cancer who develop COVID, fatality rates for patients with cancer were double that of patients without cancer. Hey, I read this, man. Kind of freaked out my wife. And then there's the my desperate search for the vaccine for a friend who's dying from pancreatic cancer. Quite frankly, the guy begged me to get him and his wife a vaccine. He said, I have pancreatic cancer. I'm dying, and I can't get a damn vaccine, Marty. And I spent hours pulling strings, quite frankly, to get this poor man a vaccine. I did it again with a woman with an inoperable malignant brain tumor who couldn't get a damn vaccine. It's just despicable. This letter is spot on. And the message comes from one of the great ones, a man who saved my life, honestly, Dr. Bob Ferris, head of the UPMC Hillman Cancer Institute, joining me on the phone. Good morning, doctor. How are you, sir?
Hi, Marty. Good morning. Great to hear your voice. Thanks for having me on.
Well, we've become friends, and he always answers the call. And he was on the end of one of my desperate attempts to try to get the vaccine for this man with pancreatic cancer. It's panic-stricken. It's fearful. It's deadly. It's frightening. And it obviously reaches you every day, and it touches you to the point where you're pretty much begging the president for help, are you not, sir?
Well, I think you point out a really important part of this letter is for us to raise the awareness, as you read from some of it, that cancer patients, because of their need to travel, come in for treatments, be exposed to others, you know, in an infusion center or to get checkups or to get their scans and so on, put them at greater risk. A lot of other folks without cancer can sort of, you know, protect themselves, avoid a lot of public travel and exposures. Cancer patients are not so fortunate and have to come in. And then you add the fact that cancer patients have those comorbidities, not to mention that they're more often over age 65. So they are really kind of primed to be at not only greater exposure, but then have those worse outcomes. We know that a 10 or a 20-year-old often gets the virus and their body, you know, is able to clear it. But those older, particularly older than 70 or 80, those with comorbidities, and cancer is one of those comorbidities. But there's diabetes, there's other health health issues that make the virus much more virulent in this population. And we were trying to point out that this should be the highest of the high priority. The whole country has been kind of supply limited. And so we don't think that these are sitting on the shelf, for instance, not getting to people. A lot of work is being done, and so we don't want to, you know, imply that efforts aren't being made to get these distributions, but we really want cancer patients to be elevated. You know, and Marty, there's another aspect, as you pointed out, that some cancer patients may be at risk for tumor reoccurring, and then they're going to need chemotherapy or other treatments that may suppress their immune system. And so getting the vaccine as soon as possible puts them in a better situation if they do need to be exposed to cancer treatment, in the near future, and getting their defenses boosted up now is really key.
This is Dr. Bob Ferris, UPMC Medical Hillman Cancer Center Director, and quite frankly, my friend who saved my life, honestly, and really gives a damn. I tell you what, it's kind of, and you got to admit, Doc, there's a certain amount of tragedy to this, a Lord of the Flies kind of feeling to this, that you actually have to write a letter, in essence, begging for vaccines for folks who have active cancer cases, that if you gave a cancer vaccine to a guy with pancreatic cancer to imply that he'd be cutting the line, it's kind of tragic, is it not, sir?
Well, as you point out, this has been an incredible kind of societal and social experience that we've all been going through together. First of all, starting a year ago to, you know, lock ourselves down as a society, shut the economy down, to alter our very ways of living and interacting and then move to masking and social distancing where we're working from home or not coming in and interacting. So it's been an incredible stress on us as a society and interpersonally. And then, as you say, to put us now, as we can see the light at the end of the tunnel, and we have this phenomenal success of translational medicine to create these vaccines over a very short period of time, 9 months, have them in our hands, and then almost when you can taste it, it's like a starving person walking into a buffet and being told they have to wait in line, but they can stare, they can see the food on the buffet and just wanting to get access. And so I just, you know, ask folks to keep masking, keep distancing. We're there. The supplies are increasing. But as you point out, we just want to make sure we prioritize cancer patients in an appropriate way.
Can you hang for a few more minutes?
Sure.
This is Dr. Bob Ferris, head of the UPMC Hillman Cancer Center. Got to get vaccines to folks with severe cancer cases. To imagine you have to write a letter to the president. It's bad. And this underlines the significance of why folks are so afraid. Got to hear more from Dr. Ferris after this break. In a letter sent to Biden and state public health departments, the best doctors on earth, including Dr. Bob Ferris, who heads up the UPMC Hillman Cancer Center, asking that they prioritize cancer patients, showing data that suggested they're hospitalized and they're dying, and it's dangerous. We want to again emphasize the importance of ensuring that prioritization of vaccine supplies be given to high-risk populations that include patients with active cancer and survivors of cancer. It's actually fascinating, Dr. Ferris, in this kind of whack-a-mole world, folks get incensed if they think that you shouldn't be cutting in line. Have you seen this sort of phenomenon before, sir? And how do you respond?
Well, we have. Marty, it's natural.
It is.
In a way, this has been such a trying time for everybody. And the feeling is we now have a way to actually prevent this, get some so-called herd immunity. I think that unlike, say, the Titanic, where there were only a limited number of lifeboats, here, we're going to have enough. It's just everyone kind of has to wait. The ship is not going to go down. We've dealt with this for 10 or 12 months with masking and distancing. Frustrating as it is. So we do have to counsel people to hang in there. And the nice thing is, if you think about it, these vaccines just became available about the first of the year. And so we're just 6 weeks into it. We've gone through over 100,000 vaccinations at UPMC, gotten all of our frontline workers and those potentially exposed so that we can protect the folks delivering care. And now, I think just in the past couple of days, honestly, UPMC has gone live beginning community registration to go through our PCPs and cancer patients so that UPMC is given hopefully enough supplies to be able to begin vaccinating patients, particularly those in phase 1A, you know, which is the folks over 65 with medical conditions and higher risk. And as you said, we think cancer patients really need to be in that group.
It's fascinating. Hey, Doc, are people still afraid to come in for their treatment for cancer? Are they staying away from Hillman?
Well, I think we've managed it pretty well. We do get those questions. We've gone back and forth about having a visitor to imagine coming in by yourself as a cancer patient and hearing, you know, news and having treatment information and laying out the treatment plan. You know, you really do need a loved one, a friend, family there with you to help kind of remember, interpret it since it is fleeting. And we've come up with ways to transcribe and keep a written record of those visits because we can't have waiting rooms filled with a lot of people like we did in the former days.
Right.
But also, you know, we occasionally hear people asking, should I get the vaccine, Doc, for COVID?
That's right.
Because there's still some misinformation. The bottom line is the vaccine is the way to go. It's far safer than getting COVID, no matter what your age group. And so we really want to overcome any misinformation about the vaccine, too. It's extraordinarily safe. You know, millions of people have gotten these COVID vaccines of all of the different types, and it's extremely safe. It's the way to go for anybody wondering about that.
Dr. Bob Ferris, thanks, my man. Talk to you again, sir. It's important information.
Thanks for all your help and for helping those patients and friends that you mentioned. We all got to pull together on this one. Thanks, Marty.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.